Awake to righteousness and sin not. Huh? For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. A righteousness consciousness is a victorious consciousness in Christ. I'm gonna have you to say that because you need to make some confession this morning. A righteousness consciousness is a victorious consciousness in Christ. Hallelujah. What kind of conscience is a victorious conscience? When you have a righteousness and you are conscious of that righteousness, that's a victorious conscience. You know what it said? I don't care what comes, I can do it. Righteousness is the object of redemption. That was the very reason God made you and I righteous. That's the very object of it. So he could bring us into sonship. Woo. Sonship would be worthless without righteousness. Hi. I'm going to say it again. Sonship would be worthless if it didn't have any righteousness to it. Because God is right, and all the time, God is right. Hallelujah. And he brought us into a right relationship with him. Because this power, when we have a revelation of it in our spirits, there's nothing the devil has in his possession in that can stop us from living and succeeding and winning and triumphing over all the opposition. That's why he said, he that received the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness shall reign. Shall reign, not might reign, shall reign. Well, in life, hallelujah, shall reign. No matter how tough it gets, and it's a tough world out there, but greater is he that's in you and me than he that is in the world. Hello, somebody. I said, greater is he that's in you and me than he that is in the world. We shall reign in righteousness. Hallelujah. And that righteousness has come on the inside of us. It was something given to you. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to work for it. It was given to you. And you have a right to it. And you have faith to act upon the word of God. To operate in that force that no devil, no demon, no sickness, no disease, no nothing can overcome you or stop you. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, challenge come. Yes, opposition shows up. Yes, there's a devil out there. Yes, there's demons and devils and evil in this world. But greater is he that's in you and me. Because he told us before he left you, when he was walking in flesh, he told us, he said, there shall be wars. Didn't he say it? And he said, there'll be rumors of wars. There'll be earthquakes in where? Dire places. He said, but don't you be afraid. It shall not come nigh your dwelling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been made the righteousness of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sonship. Sonship takes on its meaning when we know that we are the righteousness of God. If we never step up and take our place as sons and daughters of Almighty God, then we wind up being little cowards. Amen. Yes, we will. Anything can beat us up. Anything can bag us down. Any little problem shows up in our life, Don't take nothing to run away from church. Don't take nothing to stop her from praying. Don't take nothing to stop her from reading our Bible. Come on, y'all. Don't take nothing. There's somebody looking at us crossway. But when you understand your righteousness, sonship, you know who you are, then you it means something. It has a meaning. No, you're not devil. You know who to attack. You know who to speak to. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praying begins to work when you understand your sonship. Hallelujah. I said praying began to work. In other words, you know how to pray. Look at 1 Peter 3:12. 1 Peter 3:12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous." Where's his eyes? "And his ears are open to their." They don't have it up there. Oh, here it comes. "For the eyes of the Lord is where?" Okay. "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. And his ears are" what? "Open to their to our prayer. But the face of the Lord is against" who? Woo. "The face of the Lord is against them that do evil." That means anything, he told us, you remember, we said earlier, meditating in the word, find out what the word said, meditate in it, right? Did not he say, if we ask what? Anything? Anything what? According to his will, he hears us. If we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have what? The petition that we desire of him. Amen. Hallelujah. "But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." God never agree with the one that do evil. He can't, because he's righteous. He's good. He can only do good. As long as they do evil, he's against that. He can't never agree with it. I don't care how mad, how bad, how sad, or what. He can't agree with it. Because he can't agree with what? Against his word. He's only good. He only do good. He only do right. Even in judgment, he's doing good. When his wrath is poured out, he's doing good, because he's getting rid of the stuff that's causing the problem. And so I got wiseness not to get over on the wrath side. Thank God for the grace side. Hello? Satan had the same choice, but he chose the wrath side. He's not going to fool me over there. What about you? No, I'm going to stay on the grace side. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stay on the grace side where I can talk to him. He can talk to me. He can teach me. He can show me. He can reveal to me. And he can help me because he loved me. He loves you. Say he loves me. He loves you. And he want to show you his goodness. Amen. But you make a decision to get on the wrath side. When the wrath is poured out, you're going to get what's over there. Amen. But praise God that he did not pour his wrath out on his side, on grace side. He poured it out on judgment. The side where he judged evil. And you know what? Satan already been judged. Satan already been judged. It's a matter of time. God do not have to decide what he's gonna do with the devil. He's already been judged. Amen. And so since I know that, I'm not getting over there with him. Doubt and unbelief, fear and all this. I don't want to think. I'm going to live like he created me. He made me righteous. I'm going to live and act and conduct myself as a righteous person. Amen. 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 That I don't know, I'm seeking to find out to know. Let's look at James. James 5:16 said, "Confess your fault," talking about a praying person. that God listened to the prayer. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Why would he tell you to pray for one another that you may be healed if healing wasn't available? Why would he tell you to do that? Why would he tell you?